Okay, good afternoon. I'm Sharif Sharif, Assistant Professor of Horticulture at Virginia Tech. And today I will present the research of my master's student, Chester Allen, who worked on chemicals for apple blossom staining. I offered for Chester to come. He said no, he has other plans, so lucky me. Chemical blossom thinning. Chemical blossom thinning is the practice of using chemicals at the bloom stage in order to prevent fertilization and fruit set. So we keep the carbohydrate channeled to a small number of fruits that get better size, better quality, and also will have a good annual bearing with chemical blossom thinning. Chemical blossom thinning in Virginia, it is not yet into the advanced practice that the growers are using. They just like some of them started this year, but we are trying to find some of the chemicals that can work out with our growers. So this is the purpose of this research. It can be used alone as a standalone application, which I don't recommend, and you will know why later. Or it can be used as a supplement to other crop thinning crop load management practices. The benefit of starting thinning at bloom is you get largest fruit, the maximum returning bloom, and the most consistent annual bearing. This is obvious because the carbohydrate will be channeled to a small number of fruit early in the season. The other thing about chemical blossom thinning is it is no longer a subjective thing about the thinning application or the timing of thinning application, because there is a model developed by Virginia Tech long time ago. It's called Bowling Tube Growth Model that can time the thinning application during the bloom stage. The second thing about blossom thinning is it is the only chemical thinning option for organic apple growers. Organic apple growers cannot use BGRs like 6BA, NA, or Ethifone to thin their fruits, so this is the only option to start any crop load management using a chemical application. In Virginia, we're using Rix lime sulfur. It is registered in Virginia, and there is another compound of lime sulfur called NovaSource lime sulfur. Both NovaSource and Rix lime sulfur are registered in Virginia, Penn State, and North Carolina, so there is a good chance now for the growers to use blossom thinning as a crop load management practice. One of the limitations is we don't really have enough experience as pomologists in the eastern states about like the timing, the application, the effect of different chemicals. But the main limitation I would see, the lack of chemicals that can thin during bloom stage without causing any major injury to the foliage or to the fruit. So the purpose of this research done by Chester was to evaluate different chemicals based on the information we collected from Europe or some of the research that has been done here in the States. Among these, ammonium sulfate, we used two concentrations in 2018-2019, potassium sulfate. Regalia, if you are not familiar with Regalia, is extract of giant knotweed. It is mainly for disease management, but we tried using Regalia as a thinning treatment during bloom. Rix lime sulfur and NovaSource lime sulfur, as I mentioned, they are already registered and labeled for blossom thinning in Virginia, so there is a good chance if we can adjust the concentration and the timing. Potassium bicarbonate is another alternative. If we are talking about organic growers, potassium bicarbonate would be a kind of very legitimate compound to use if it is successful. GMS stylet oil alone is not used as a blossom thinning, but we can add it with other thinning application to increase the efficiency. Potassium nitrate, urea, we also found some publications talking about potassium nitrate and urea. We wanted to see if this is effective or not. So we applied these chemicals alone or in combination with oil to see the effectiveness. We used the Honeycrisp and Pink Lady in two seasons, 2018 and 2019. In 2018, we didn't consider any post-bloom thinning application. In 2019, we thought it would be a good strategy to include also like NA carbaryl and Regulate or 6BA carbaryl and Regulate as standard industry commercial for fruit thinning, to compare between thinning during the bloom and using fruit thinning application. As I mentioned, treatment were done in Honeycrisp and Pink Lady, 13 treatment and Blast Control 2018, 15, in 2019. Pink Lady, we had a chance to have more trees to examine different chemicals. So we had 19 treatment blast control in 2019. In terms of the fruit set, what we did, we just like selected 3 trees per treatment. We selected 50 bud cluster per tree at the beginning of the season, and this is our initial count. And then we got fruit set after 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and at harvest from each tree. As there is a time of blossom thinning application, we use this model. As I mentioned, the bullet tube growth model is 2 times the thinning application based on the style length, based on the bullet tube growth during the time of bloom. So we started the model at 20% king bloom open. What I mean by this, the grower go to the orchard, see if there is a 20% of the king bloom, which is the central flower, open and perceptive and ready for fertilization. At this moment, they can start the model. For blossom thinning application, we applied it twice, 2 applications, first and second. When we started with post-bloom thinning application for Honeycrisp and Pink Lady, we used the Cornell model, apple carbohydrate thinning model, and we used it only once, when the fruit were 12 millimeter. As per the experimental design, it was RCBD. So just like to give you a very brief about bullet tube growth model. So what the grower is doing is just like they go to NOAA website at Cornell University. Under crop load management, they select apple bullet tube growth model. They will be directed to interface to select the state, the city, the variety, and then the weather station close to their orchard or inside their orchard. Then the growers will be asked to put average style length. What we suggest to the growers is to collect between 15 to 20 flowers at the king bloom stage and get the style length and get the average, which is about like 7 to 9 millimeter based on the variety. Then they select the first, they start the model when they have 20% of the king bloom open, as I explained. Then the model will just like account for the temperature during this time and the bullet tube growth rate and the style length. And once we have 100% of our styles or our ovules fertilized, this is the time when we apply the first thinning application. Now we know that we have 20% of our flowers fertilized and had a fruit set. So we apply the first thinning application to prevent any fertilization for the secondary bloom. We reset the model, and before reaching to 100% again, we apply our second thinning treatment. This is just a brief, but you can just like go to the new website and it is easy to figure it out. As there is an effect, as most of the chemical blossom thinning, the major effect is not really physiological effect. The major effect is caustic effect. These chemicals are causing a caustic effect to the petals, to the style. The point is to prevent fertilization in the fruit set. We are not sure yet if there is any physiological effect for the inhibition of the bullet tube caused by lime sulfur for others. So for now, it is mainly a caustic effect to the petals. Again, this is lime sulfur at 1%. 1% is not a huge concentration. It is just like normal concentration. I would say it is even moderate concentration. We used it with oil. Again, anything you apply oil with, you will find more effect. Potassium sulfate at 0.5%, it didn't give us more caustic effect. It wasn't obvious. Ammonium sulfate at 1%, again, alone, it wasn't that effective, but when we applied oil, we started to find some damage to the secondary bloom. Regalia, actually, it is organic thing to use, organic material, and it showed some good effect on the flowers, especially when we added oil to it. Potassium bicarbonate at 6 gram per acre, this is equivalent to 1.6%. It gave us huge, and I would say it is a potent thinning treatment, and it gave us a good thinning efficacy. When we added oil, the effect was even severe. I have to move. In 2018, among all the chemical treatment, what we found, we didn't find any effect on fruit set based on the comparison between different chemicals. The only chemicals that gave us some effect is potassium bicarbonate or potassium bicarbonate with oil. As you can see here, it gives us about like 0.8% fruit set, which is not good. But potassium bicarbonate with oil, it was a very severe application. Liquid lime sulfur, Nova Source lime sulfur, 1% plus oil is another significant treatment. But as bears a crop load management, a crop load as fruit bear trunk cross sectional area at harvest, we only got a significant difference between control and potassium bicarbonate with oil. But when you look to the damage to the fruit, we shouldn't consider this treatment. Both of them, potassium bicarbonate alone, or when we add oil, it gave us fruit damage. As for the pink lady, we didn't find any difference between any of the chemical blossom thinning when we considered the fruit set after 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or 8 weeks, or at harvest. The only significant difference it was there's a percentage of fruit damage. They gave more significant difference. This is a percentage. So it is 7% for potassium bicarbonate alone, 63% of the damage for the fruit for potassium bicarbonate with oil. It wasn't just like about fruit damage. There was a foliage damage. Potassium bicarbonate at 1.6%. This is Honeycrisp. This is Pink Lady. It was less severe. With oil, it was a kind of very damaging effect for Honeycrisp. It is a damage that you can see a mile away. It is a kind of very obvious damage. About fruit quality, we just like collected fruit quality attributes at harvest. There was no significant difference really. The only treatment that gave us some significant difference on fruit quality, it was potassium bicarbonate or potassium bicarbonate with oil, and this was a kind of anticipated because they gave a kind of a huge reduction in the fruit set. For Pink Lady, when we collected the data, we didn't find any difference in terms of fruit quality attributes. This year, 2019, we collected return bloom percentage to see what is the effect of 2018 chemical blossom thinning. As for the Pink Lady, if you can see it, there is no difference between untreated control and any of thinning treatment. All of them, they gave us a good return bloom percentage, 64% for the control. As for the Honeycrisp, with the control, it gave us less than 1% of flower cluster. The only significant treatment, it was potassium bicarbonate with oil. It gave us 64%, of course, because in 2018, we didn't get any fruit set out of this one. So our conclusion for 2018 was this. Ammonium sulfate and potassium sulfate didn't cause any damage, but at the same time, it wasn't effective enough. Maybe we need to increase the concentration. Potassium bicarbonate could be a potent thinning, but also we need to decrease the concentration from 1.6% maybe to 1%. Low concentration of lime sulfur wasn't associated with any fruit damage, but also it wasn't effective enough to give us good significant difference between the control and the lime sulfur treatment. Thinning application with Regalia is effective and has a potential. Really, we need to use this one, or we need to try it more. So, whatever I reached in 2018, I tried to fix in 2019. So, we increased the concentration a little bit. We increased the concentration a little bit for ammonium sulfate instead of 1% to 1.5%. The same for potassium sulfate from 0.5 to 1. Nova lime sulfur, we jumped it to 1.5. And potassium bicarbonate, we decreased it to 1%. In 2019, we also like added two treatments for both blossom thinning, including NA carbaryl or 6BA carbaryl. For Honeycrisp, this is the data so far, week 2, 4, 6 weeks after first application. As you can see, ammonium sulfate 1.5% plus oil, it was a significant one, followed by Regalia, and then the post-blossom thinning application within the... This is for Honeycrisp. For Pink Lady, there was no significant difference between all the treatment. These are the most significant treatment, fruit thinning application. We didn't get any thinning effect by using any of these treatment on Pink Lady. So I'm moving just like too quick right now because I know it is almost time. So this is just like the phytosterate, what we found using ammonium sulfate at 1.5%. It was effective, but also was associated with about 8% of foliate damage alone or in combination with oil. And it was similar to potassium bicarbonate at 1% with oil. So we reached to these conclusions. Ammonium sulfate at 1.5%, it was effective, it could be used at a thinning application, but there is effect on the foliate damage up to 8%. With speaking with Terence, he told me this kind of damage may be not associated with fruit damage, so we are still waiting to see the fruit quality. Honeycrisp was more responsive to chemical blossom thinning. What I found is very interesting. Really, a single application of post-blossom thinning using NA and carbaryl, or 6B and carbaryl, it was more effective or equivalent to two applications of blossom thinning. With the exception of Regalia, it was only blossom thinning application that when it was effective, it was also suitable without any damage. So that's it, and thank you for this.
Okay. So time for one quick question.